the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. CEJ supports Pali motion for environmental court. FDI welcomes forthcoming resumption of cash for work. Motorbikes raids on villages kill dozens in Nigeria. And in sports, Sanaco FC ends four-match winless run. And now the news in detail. The Centre for Environment Justice, CEJ, has endorsed Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sande Chanda's motion to establish a specialised environmental court in Zambia. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo-Mwape described the proposal as timely and essential for national sustainability.
As the Centre for Environment and Justice, we strongly support the motion by Honourable Sande Chanda to establish a specialised environmental court in Zambia. We believe that such a court will strengthen enforcement of our laws, ensure accountability for polluters, and also provide swift justice to affected communities. We must also remember that environmental justice is economic justice, and protecting our natural heritage is protecting our people.
Commenting on the proposal through One Love Radio News Desk, Kanchibia Constituency Office Professional Assistant Masauso Philip Piri says environmental challenges are no longer limited to large economies but are equally affecting least developed countries such as Zambia. He noted that climate change effects are extensive and require dedicated legal mechanisms to ensure disputes and environmental violations are handled prudently and efficiently. Mr. Piri explains that provinces like Muchinga, particularly Kanchibia District, have experienced numerous environmental challenges largely linked to both legal mining operations and other economic activities. Family Development Initiatives FDI has welcomed the government's forthcoming resumption of the Cash for Work program at the end of the month of February, as announced by the government. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami explains that the initiative will help vulnerable families access temporary employment while contributing to community development. He emphasized that the verification of beneficiaries is a vital step in ensuring fairness and transparency.
But I think the point that we need to emphasize here, which we also welcome of this new program, is the verification of beneficiaries, which we consider to be a vital step in ensuring fairness and transparency, because we believe that in the previous system, there were elements of duplication and also probably lack of transparency as people were manipulating that system. Now, when we verify beneficiaries, this is going to help. But we also want to observe that the improved monitoring system will also enhance accountability and efficiency in the program's delivery.
The Zambia Wake Up Party, ZAWAPA, has welcomed the decision by the Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, to appeal the acquittal of the mayor of Livingstone in a corruption case, describing the move as a necessary step towards safeguarding justice. ZAWAPA National Youth Chairperson Henry Musonda says the appeal demonstrates the importance of ensuring that justice is not only done, but it is also seen to be done. Mr. Musonda says corruption remains one of the greatest threats to Zambia's democracy, economic development and social cohesion, and every allegation must be treated with seriousness and impartiality. However, Mr. Musonda has cautioned that the appeal process must not be turned into a political tool. Chief Kaundula of the Lala-speaking people in Luano District of Central Province has called on the government to construct a bridge at the Chipwa crossing point. He noted that the dilapidated state of the crossing at Chipwa Stream poses a major inconvenience to residents, particularly learners and farmers, during the rainy season. The traditional leader stressed that pupils in the area are often forced to miss schools when the streams flood, as they continue to struggle to cross due to the absence of a proper crossing point. He warns that these challenges may negatively affect the academic performance of learners in the district.
Abantu tule pita sebu ino vino, nomba denja ilipo, ya kutirati, kuti chao na kenshita ili onse kulashe, vese ba wami ekoshe. Konka nyapo, kulomba na kabili, kwa kutirati ukufuma nko mashi, kuli Chipwa Bridge ya Kamana. Chipwa Kamana, hapa wachipunki siku, hapa hapa lekulu wa secondary. Kawundula secondary siku, epo ile kuwa, epa di umana wa Chipwa. So Chipwa ya wati file loke mfula, ave ngibaka skulu vale wa affected. Mfula nga ya lokuwa, vale misa makilases. Kavele kwa nisho kwa abu kame jinga wa sangi mfula na iloka.
The leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, Charles Chanda, has questioned the recent removal of security checkpoints across the country, stating that the move has not been adequately explained to the public. Mr. Chanda notes that the development comes at a time when the Zambia Army is intensifying efforts to curb illegal migration in parts of the northwestern province.
We have checkpoints, especially in northwestern province, that are being manned by our army, which is recommendable. They are doing a great work to ensure that illegal mining is not entertained. At a time when we have brought in the army, and then we now decide to remove checkpoints that are manned by our men in uniform, the Zambia Police or the Traffic Department, is something that needs proper explanation from the Minister of Home Affairs. We are of the view that there was no need to remove those checkpoints unless they have been a danger to the society.
Meanwhile, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Dickson Matembo, has clarified through the One Love Radio News Desk that government has not removed security checkpoints across the country, but has instead discontinued certain roadblocks and spot checks that were contributing to traffic. Mr. Matembo explains that established security checkpoints remain operational at designated points countrywide.
What has remained are the security checkpoints, the main ones. For example, one of the examples of a security checkpoint I'll give you is that if you are going to Mazabuka, there's one at Kashio Bridge. You go to Chongwe, there's one at Chongwe. You're going to Kawe, northern side, there's one at Chambe, at Chikamba. So those will remain. But the roadblocks that are being talked about, what has been removed are the abrupt roadblocks or spot checks, roadblocks that you citizens complain that they cause congestion. Checkpoints will still remain in the established points countrywide.
We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
14 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
As demanded that.